Okay. Boys and girls, you sit up and fold your arms while we get started in a wee second, okay?
Very warm welcome to Cumber Free Presbyterian Church for our Children and Young People's Day. We're delighted to see you. I want to warmly welcome all the visitors upstairs and down, and all the boys and girls and the young people of our Sunday School and Bible class. And of course, there are those who listen online with the live stream, and we warmly welcome you as well in our Saviour's wonderful name. So we're glad to see you, and we trust the Lord will bless his word to all of our hearts through today, and especially encourage the young ones and the little lambs of the flock, and God's richest blessing may rest upon them and the family circle. Now we're going to turn in our hymn books to the Psalm 100. It's the very beginning of the hymn book. I'm sure maybe words will maybe come up on the screen. They're not coming up, are they? Oh, they are. Okay, so we'll have Psalm 100, and you can use the hymn book, or else the words will come up on the screen. And then when we finish the psalm, we're going to sing what is known as the doxology, which you probably do know anyway. But in case you don't, it's 725 in our hymn book. Again, it will come up on screen. The doxology, by the way, is the same tune as the 100th psalm. So we'll stand together as we worship. The lights are out, so I can hardly see a thing up here, but we trust the Lord will be with us, and he'll richly bless through the ministry of his word.
Yeah.
good singing. Do appreciate that. Let's just take a few moments and we'll still our hearts before the Lord. These young ones are raring to go. They're straining at the leash and they want to get up the front and they want to sing and they want to do everything. You see, when they get a little bit older, you'd have to drag them to the front. But when they're young, they want to be in the limelight. They want to be up at the front. And you'll get your turn and you will be up at the front. And we trust the Lord will undertake for you. We're going to unite our hearts together in the place of prayer, please. Father, it is with thanksgiving and with praise that we enter into thy courts. We know that we are to sing thy praise. We are to offer worship with gladness. We are to rejoice in thee because of who thou art, the creator of the ends of the earth, the one who formed us from the dust of the ground in Adam, breathed into him and us the breath of life, and we in and through Adam became living souls. We acknowledge that in thee, Lord, we live, we move, we have our being. Thou art creator of all things. We recognize that in six literal 24-hour days, God created the heavens and the earth and all that is therein. We acknowledge, Lord, thy handiwork. We recognize, O God, while we do not worship the creature or creation, we worship thee as the creator. Lord, you're outside of time, space, and matter. We realize, Lord, you're the God who fills all in all, and there can be no other God beside thee, because thou hast said so, and there would not be room for another God. Thou art God who filleth all in all. Thou art God alone, and we worship thee in the trinity of thy sacred persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thrice holy Jehovah God of Israel. We bow our heart and bow our knee before thee. We acknowledge, O God, that thou art sovereign in all things, the ruler of the universe, the governor of the nations. Lord, you have not relinquished thy power to Satan. We don't believe that for one moment. We believe, Lord, you're in control. We believe you're sitting upon the throne of the universe. You're in control of all of the events in this world. You're working out thy plan of redemption and covenant of grace through Christ. You're calling out a people even as we speak, Lord. You're adding in to the glorious edifice of the temple of God living stones. Even now, souls are being saved and added to Christ. Individuals are being swept into the kingdom of God by new birth, repentance, and faith. And we thank thee that Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we bless thee, our Father, for the triumph of grace. We thank thee, O God, for many in this meeting house and others across this earth who are the trophies of thy grace, who are the recipients of so great salvation that was purchased for us at highest cost. When Christ, the second person of the Godhead, entered into this world by virgin birth, as a true man, he lived a sinlessly perfect life. And then on the cross, he suffered the wrath of God. When our sins were laid on his sinless body, he offered himself the sacrifice for sin. And we recognize there's no other way to heaven. Jesus is the only way. He is the door. And by him, if we enter in, then we shall be saved. And we thank and praise thee that salvation is freely offered to the whosoever will, and we rejoice it's a purchased possession. We thank thee, O God, for the price that was paid, the sorrows and sufferings, the broken body and shed blood of Christ. We rejoice he's a risen Saviour. He triumphed over death, sin, and Satan. He's now alive forevermore at God's right hand, a Prince and a Saviour. And we thank thee that he is the only mediator between God and man. He is Lord, the individual who is our righteous advocate. He is the apostle of our profession. He is the Saviour of sinners and the Saviour of the world. He is the Redeemer of God's elect, and he's our only hope for heaven. And we pray, O God, that thou wouldst instill saving truths like this into the hearts and minds of the little ones, that they may grow up understanding the truth of thy word, that they may come to know Christ themselves as their own and personal Saviour, that there'll be a time in their young life lives, when they will trust Christ, when they will believe on him, that we will receive him, and they will forsake sin, they will confess sin, repent of sin, and acknowledge it before thee, and then, Lord, receive the forgiveness of sins through the precious blood of Christ. So hear our prayer, and bless these young people, encourage them in their program today, and grant, Lord, in all that's said and done, in singing, reading, and in all that's played on the instruments, that it will be to thine honour and thy praise and thy glory. And then remember our brother Chris, as he comes to bring the word today. God, grant that he may know that help from above, that he may have liberty and power to preach Christ and him crucified. And we pray, Lord, for those who are out of Christ, without a Saviour, both young and old alike, downstairs and upstairs, those that are tuning in. We pray, Lord, that you will answer prayer and you'll follow on the blessing from the mission in the salvation of precious, never dying souls. To this end, Father, bless us today, not only ourselves, but many others inside and outside of our own denomination. Pour out of thy Spirit, we pray, and we pray, our God and Father, that souls will be converted, backsliders restored to first love again, thy people revived, and above all, we pray for the exaltation and the glorifying of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we ask these things in his precious and worthy name. And the people of God said, Amen. I'm going to ask our clerk of session, first of all, he's going to make some announcements, and then we'll introduce the programme with the Sunday School Superintendent, our brother Mark. Thank you.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And as always, a very warm welcome. It is warm, so I don't need to say too much on that front, but we're glad to see you, and we do pray that the Lord will bless you if you've gathered with us this morning for our children and young people's services. Of course, a special word of welcome to our brother, Mr. Chris Killen. Always good to have Chris along to the church here, and we do welcome him in the Saviour's name. I'll go through the announcements as quickly as possible. Remember, folks, there's no open air this afternoon on Children's Day. We don't go out in the open air. Apart from that, from the beginning of May until the end of August, weather permitting, we're out every Sunday afternoon, so it will resume next Lord's Day. Do remember then, of course, our service again for the boys and girls and taking part in the evening time at 7 p.m. and obviously, you need to gather here from 6:30 or thereabouts. Do remember that there will be supper served after that meeting this evening, and everyone will be invited to remain behind for that supper. Team 1 is looking after the arrangements, and as we mentioned last Lord's Day, if there are folks who can help out with tray bakes and sweet things and that type of thing, then that would be much appreciated. And of course, this evening as well, not only the young folk taking part, but there is a prize distribution afterwards. Then, during the week, our prayer meeting, time of Bible study at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Friday at 10 p.m., we have our men's prayer meeting, so do keep those in mind. Then Saturday is a special day as well. It is the barbecue for the Sabbath school, the young folks, and for the congregation here. You're all invited along on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. It'll be in the grounds of the church here, so do keep that in mind. And weather permitting, there will be activities planned outside and bouncy castles and all those things that young folks like, so do keep that in mind. And again, in relation to that, if you would be able to help out with tray bakes or with desserts for that barbecue, could you have a word with Mark today after either this morning's service or in the evening time? So do keep that in mind, please. Next Lord's Day, no Sabbath school, of course. The Sabbath school goes into recess from today until September. So do remember that. A wee bit longer in bed for some of you, maybe. But we will be meeting as usual at 11:30 for our morning service, and it is the last Lord's Day of the month, so we'll be gathering around the Lord's table after the morning service next Lord's Day. 3 p.m., weather permitting, there will be the open-air meeting, and then at 7 p.m., again, it's a family and friends night, as we mentioned last Lord's Day. Our brother, Mr. Drew Burry, will be bringing a personal word of testimony, and I believe it's our own choir that are going to be singing at that service. So do keep that in mind. And, of course, there will be supper after that service as well, with Team 2 taking the responsibility for that. Can I mention as well just one or two other things? I mentioned last Lord's Day the missionary boxes for Brother Robert. If those could be brought in as soon as possible, please. And then Robert has a sheet in the porch of the church there on the table. It's looking for help and looking for volunteers for the pop-up children's meetings that he does during the month of July around the different estates and venues in the town here. If you can help with that, put your name down. There's also a column as well, if you can help in the Holiday Bible Club in the church here in August. And then, of course, for the mustard seed meeting when it recommences in September. As well, I've been told that there was a special centenary Bible left on Tuesday evening. If you left your Bible behind, I'm not sure where it is. It was Robert that brought this to my attention. So you could mention to Sarah or to Robert, and they'll look after that. Then Portadown Independent Christian School, barbecue and auction, Friday the 23rd of June at 7 p.m. So do remember that. Thank you.
Just a correction for next Sunday night. It's not the choir, sure it's not? Right, okay, right. It's Stephen Anderson singing, so just set the choir at ease and you can have a restful and stressless day because they're sung on the mission. So keep Friday night in mind as well. You have a barbecue over in Portadown you can go to, and then you can come here as well to the barbecue. The only thing is, the difference between the two is, you've got to pay for the one over in Portadown, all right? So the one here is free of charge. Well, at least I think it is. I'm just going off my own bad word. I know it is. So keep those things in mind, please. We're going to hand over to our Sunday School Superintendent, our brother, Mr. Mark Huddleston, and he's going to take us through the programme just now. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and boys and girls, we're going to get you going straight away here. So if Luke and Caleb could come on up to the pulpit here, they're going to look after things and make my job very easy here. First of all, just very quickly, before the boys and girls come, a couple of quick words of thanks. Thanks to the teachers, to Mrs. Martin and to Lydia, to Rachel and to Lorna and to Norman for all their work throughout the year with the boys and girls. And thank you to you as parents and grandparents and friends who have brought the boys and girls along so faithfully week after week. And thanks especially to you boys and girls for coming, for being so good at learning your lessons and sitting up singing the choruses so well. So I've set you up big, so you're going to have to do really well now. There's no particular theme to this morning, but by chance when I was looking through the choruses that we're singing, there's probably two themes that come out in the choruses, and hopefully you'll notice them in the choruses. One, the glorious gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and that's what it's all about with the boys and girls. The verse that we've been thinking on for the year is, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and that's what we've tried to endeavour faithfully to do each week. And the other thing is that boys and girls, everyone here this morning can be used of God. There's something you can do for him. And so we want to bring the boys and girls now, and Luke's going to lead off, and then Caleb is going to take us through the different activities this morning.
Well, thank you for coming this morning for our Children's Day service in Cumber Free Presbyterian Church. We would want to show you through singing, reciting God's Word and music to give you a glimpse through our Sunday School. We are here to praise God. You may ask how, as children and young people, we can do this. Tell us, how can children serve a glorious King? What have they to offer? What have they to bring? Willing hands for service, eager feet to run on his mighty arads till the set of the sun. We will hear our praying, we will stoop to bless. Does he bend above us in our helplessness? Yes, he answers always when the children cry, guiding all their footsteps before the Father's eye.
Mrs. Martin's class are going to come and recite John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, Daniel and Sam, then Eden and Nancy. The Sunday School are now going to come up and sing four choruses. They are Happy Day Express, Climb, Climb Up Sunshine Mountain, Jesus Loves Me Meadly, One Way God Said to Get to Heaven. Junior Bible class scripture recitals will be by Emily, then Aaron, followed by Jonathan, and finally Matthew.
The Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 1 to 14, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident.
1 thing, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, and in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and I shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me.
When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
We are going to have two musical recitals now. Matthew is going to come and play the piano, and Madeline will then bring us a piece on the violin.
Thank you.
Benjamin is going to sing a solo for us now, singing My Lord Loves Me.
My Lord loves me, and oh, a wonder I see. A rainbow shines through my window. My Lord loves me. He died for me on the cross of He took my sins and my sorrows. He died for me.
Lorna's class have been learning Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39 this year, and are going to come and recite them to us now. Abby, Maya and Freya, followed by Andrew, Emily and Micah, then Noah, Timothy and Madeline.
Our class will now recite Romans 8, verse 31 to 39.
What shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
He that spared not his only Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he with us so freely and give us all things?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors for him that loved us.
For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come,
nor height, nor depth, nor any of our creatures shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
The full Sunday School are going to come back and sing some more choruses for us. They are Mr. Noah, 12 Men Went to Spy. They all were used of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Rachel's class learnt the I Am verses in John this year and are going to recite them for us now. We will hear from Ishak, Evie, Jude, then Lucy, May, and finally Lydia, Annabelle and Eliza.
John 6:45, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth me shall never thirst.
John 6:47-48. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me have everlasting life. I am that bread of life.
John 8:12, and thou wilt, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, shall he live.
John 15:5, I the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same breath of much fruit. Without me, ye can do nothing.
Three of the young people from the junior Bible class are going to play for us the last musical pieces of this morning. Emily and Jonathan on the euphonium and trombone, and Aaron on the piano.
Thank you.
Lydia's class bring our last Bible verses to us this morning. We have Chloe and Maisie, followed by Benjamin and Isaac.
I'll lift up my eyes unto the hill, whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, made heaven and earth.
He'll not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep.
Well, I think that deserves a big round of applause for all the boys and girls there. Boys and girls, you can give yourselves a good pat on the back there. Go on, you can give yourselves all a good pat on the back. Well done. Excellent. We're going to ask one of the members of the senior Bible class, Daniel Gilmore, now to come. Daniel's going to bring us a reading, and then we'll sing a hymn just to get our positions changed before Chris comes with the message to the boys and girls. Daniel.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Daniel. Linked to that reading this morning from 1 Samuel is the Lord called Samuel to the work, is the hymn 495. And we'll sing the first and the third verse to change your positions here before Chris comes. First and the third verses of 495, Master, speak, thy servant heareth.
Thank you.
I think those guys at the desk are having me on today, so they are. I'm singing away merrily in the third verse here, and it was the second verse you had up. Thanks, Alan, for keeping me right there. It's great to have our brother Chris Killen with us this morning. Very quickly, we'll let Chris come and speak here, but when Mr. Martin and I were talking about who to ask to come today, Mr. Martin and I went through a few names, and he says, yeah, we'll go with Chris. We'll ask Chris, and I dutifully then rang Chris and asked Chris, would he be available today? And he looks at his diary and said, yeah, I'm in Cumber on the 18th of June. Mr. Martin had booked him 2 years ago, so he had already. So I'm waiting to hear who he's got booked for next year here for me, so he is. But we'll ask our brother Chris come now and bring the message to the boys and girls.
Let me thank our brother Mark very much for the words of welcome. And let me also thank all the boys and girls for your participation. It has been a blessing to be here in God's house, I'm sure you'll all agree. And thank Reverend Martin as well for the words of welcome and the invitation to come and to speak. Now, boys and girls, I've got some objects with me, some things to help me with our Bible lesson. But just before we have our Bible lesson, I'm going to read a couple of verses. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we will get down to our lesson. The book of Job and the chapter 12, and we read here in verse 7 and verse 8. So Job chapter 12, verse 7. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee, or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee. And the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. There are wonderful lessons from creation. Let's just bow together in a brief word of prayer. A, arms folded. B, we bow our heads. Then C, we close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the privilege and absolute blessing of being here in the house of God. We covet and we pray for thy blessing upon every single child. We pray that early in life, boys and girls will come to know Christ and serve thee. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak through thy word now, make the message plain, clear, simple, easy to understand. O God, we pray today for any not converted, that this will be the day of their salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Boys and girls, I'm sure that you're looking forward to getting off school. Who's looking forward to the summer holidays? Mr. Martin has probably got two hands up. He loves school. Well, boys and girls, where would you go if you were going on a day trip? Where might you go? Dublin, right? Where else? The beach. What beach would you go to? Who would go to Malile? Ah, Ballywalter. Any others? Who likes Port Rush? Oh, yes. Well, boys and girls, if we were going to the beach, there are lots and lots of things that you and I would like to bring with us. There's a beach towel. Let me see what I've got here. What else would you like at the beach? Huh? What is it? Some of these here. Inflatables. I'll put this one here up right here. Here's a shark and a rubber ring. Lots of different things that you might use at the beach. I'm just looking here, boys and girls. If Mr. Martin or myself were at the beach, what would we need? Never mind, like. Ha! Sun cream. Factor 50 for the old head. And of course, you've got your sunglasses, and there are lots of different things that you and I would need if we were going to Portrush, to Cranfield, one of the other areas. Can you guess what I might like to speak on? I'm going to speak about something that you would get at Portrush, or that you would get at Newcastle or Malaga. What do you think it is? A football. No, you're footballing the mouth. Open the brain. What's that? No, but good girl. Here, get a packet of sweets for that. You take a Bible to the Portrush. Good girl. Come on ahead. You take a packet of them there. Thank you. What do you think it is? Who can tell me? Come on. What would you get at the beach? Amen. What would you get? A bucket and spade? No!
Ice cream.
Right, I'm going to have to tell you, because if we were at the beach, here's what we might get. Now, I'm just going to bring it out here. I'm going to speak about sand. Sand. Now, Mr. Martin, this is double bagged. I'm not going to bring the sand out in the pulpit, otherwise we'll have to get the Hoover out as well. I'm going to put the sand there. Boys and girls, do you know that there are some wonderful lessons about the sand? And the Bible has a lot to say about sand. And we're going to think about some of them just this morning. First lesson is a lesson on trust. Now, I'm going to write some words up here on the board. I've got lots of props with me and different things. Here's a big blackboard. Well, this is a large one. And the first lesson is a lesson on T-R-U-S-T. It's a lesson on trust. Boys and girls, whenever we turn to the book of Genesis, we read this story about Abraham. And Abraham was a man who followed the Lord, who loved God, boys and girls. In fact, there was one time whenever God said, Abraham, you see your son Isaac? I want you to offer him as a sacrifice. You see, God was basically saying, Abraham, you say you love me, now prove it. I want you to offer him. I want to see how much you really love me. And so the Bible tells us how that Abraham was willing to even sacrifice his son because he believed that God would raise him up if he had to kill him. A great lesson on trust. God said, Abraham, I have seen that you have been faithful. Because God provided a lamb and Isaac didn't have to die. The lamb died as a substitute. But God told Abraham that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Now, do you see when you're at the beach this summer, and no doubt you will be at the beach at some time, wherever it is, I want you to pick up the sand in your hand. And remember, God blessed Abraham because he trusted him. And God wants us to trust him because Abraham, God said, Abraham, you see your family? It's going to be like the grains of sand upon the seashore. Millions, billions, in fact, a number that no man could number. Does anybody know what this here is? It's an abacus for teaching to count. And right from we're born into this world, boys and girls are taught many things. They're taught about counting. For instance, one and one is? That's right. Two plus two. Four, very good. A man has been counting many things. For instance, scientists have been trying to count the number of cells within the human body. The Smithsonian University reckons it's around about 37.2 trillion. And that's only a guess. Man has looked through a telescope and tried to count the stars. How many stars do you think there are? Who would like to have a guess? 10 trillion. I'm going to write up how many stars scientists think that there are. Let me just write them up here. Okay, I'm going to start. You watching? Scientists guess that there are 1 billion trillion stars. And they will say, oh, that's only the ones that we can see. Do you know what, boys and girls? The Bible says God knows how many stars there are. Why? Because he created every single one of them. He made them all. When we think about the sand, when we think about the tiny grains of sand, God knows every single grain of sand. What a great God we have. A God who knows everything. And the wisest thing, therefore, that you and I can do is to trust the God who knows everything. I wonder, have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? And are you a Christian? A lesson on trust. But there's also another lesson. I'm going to put this just up here. And it is a lesson on time. The Bible reminds us time is short. Time, of course, is very, very precious. You see these little ones? It won't be long before they grow up, before they mature, and they're in their teenage years. Then they're adults, they're getting married, they're having their own families. And we pray God's blessing. Time is short. All right, have any of you ever seen one of these here? What is it? An egg timer? You must have ostrich eggs in your house. It's a very big egg timer. Now, here's the thing about the sand timer. With a sand timer, boys and girls, you and I can see, can't we? We can see the sand here falling through from the top half into the bottom half. And many people live their lives this way. Oh, I can see how much time I've got left. I know how long I've got left here upon the earth. But the reality is this. None of us know. Now, whenever I do this here, boys and girls, I'm just going to cover this here over. Now, you can't see, can you, how much time you've got left? You don't realize? You're not sure? In fact, I want you to watch the first hand up after the sand runs out gets a packet of sweets. You watching? Are you watching? Children only, by the way. Oh, very good. This girl here, right in the front. Come on, you up. In fact, you'll not need to. Just come up there front here. There we go. There's a packet of sweets for you. Thank you very much. Time is short. Time is precious. You see, we live our lives as if we know how much time we've left. Here's the thing about the sand timer. Do you see when it's running out? You can start over again. You can turn it over again. You can keep on going. Can I say, not so with life. The time that we have, the God has given to us, once that time runs out, there is no starting again. We have but one brief, short life. Now I wonder what you're doing with that life. Are you using it for God's glory? Just moving along here. Boys and girls, you're very, very good at listening up. This time it's a lesson about T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E, a lesson about treasure. Sometimes when you're on the beach, you'll see maybe somebody and they're walking along and they've got one of those beep, 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 the metal detectors, and they're looking for hidden treasure. They're thinking, oh, if I can just find a valuable coin or something like that. And there they're looking for buried or hidden treasure. Do you know the Bible speaks about treasure? In Deuteronomy chapter 32, we find a verse that tells us about hidden treasure. You see, God was going to give two of the tribes the ability to produce certain things from the sea, and especially from sand. Let me just read the verse. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hid in the sand. Now, boys and girls, sand is formed whenever rocks are broken down and the effects of weather and erosion take place. Scientists would say Of course, not Christian scientists. Man, in his seeming wisdom, would say, oh, it's taken millions and billions of years to produce sand. Not so. The Bible tells us that God created everything out of nothing. God created and he formed. He made a mature world, a mature creation. And God formed every single grain of sand. I wonder, do any of the boys and girls know what this here is made from? Yes, but what's glass made from? That's right. Who said sand? Come on ahead. Come on you, right in the middle. Yes. You like sweets? Come on ahead. You coming up? And there's a wee bouncy ball thing for you as well. A wee ball thing as well. Good ticket as well. A wee smelly ball. Right. Thank you very much. Now, boys and girls, I have to tell you, this lovely glass is made from sand. You see, whenever sand is heated up very, very, very hot, over at 1,700 degrees Celsius, hotter than any bonfire, the heat from it, it turns into a liquid and then it can make a beautiful glass. Now, oh, by the way, my wife doesn't know, I'm holding on to this here. She doesn't know I have this one with me today. She had it sitting out on the table, but I'd done the old switcheroo with another glass. And I got this nice glass, brought it with me, boys and girls. And when you think about it, a little, tiny, insignificant grain of sand that man would say is of no value, it's worthless. God, give the tribes the ability to produce beautiful glass. And when we think about it, we think of the chains that God makes and what God is able to do with a little life. He's able to save it, to bless it above all measure. And not only were they able to produce glasses, but also the mirror. And when you look into the mirror, what do you see? Oof.
Yourself.
That's right. You see yourself. I hope so. Here's the thing. Sometimes you and I, we face trials and difficulties and problems. But whenever we think of what God does within our life, he so changes us. Why? That he might see his image in us. Just moving along very quickly, boys and girls, because you've listened so well. The last lesson, a lesson on trust, a lesson on time, a lesson on treasure, but a lesson on tragedy. T-R-A-G-E-D-Y. Tragedy. You see, in Matthew chapter 7, as the Lord Jesus concluded and brought to an end the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about the wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the foolish man built his house upon the sand. There's not one person here today who would dream or think about building their life or by building a house upon the sand. And yet, sadly, your life is built upon the sinking sand. You're not a Christian. You're not saved. The only sure foundation for your life is the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now tell me, do you trust him? Or are you using your time wisely? Have you been saved? You're a hidden treasure, saved by God's grace. Or is your life really the tragedy, the story of the tragedy? Not converted, not saved. The wise man built his house upon the rock. What are you building your life upon? Trust and pray that you will. Remember these lessons. When you go to the beach, every little grain, every tiny speck of sand, God knows the very number of them all across the entire world. He's the all-knowing God. He's the all-loving God who sent his Son to save you, to die for you there upon the cross, that you may come to know and love him. I'm going to hand back over And thank you, boys and girls. Thank you so much for listening up so well. And when you come back this evening, we'll have another lesson. Thank you. I'll hand back over to Mr. Martin.
Well, could I just thank our brother Chris very much indeed for that very timely and challenging and inspiring message on the sand. I trust you remember it. And of course, the great lesson is to build your life on the rock, not on the sinking sand. That is to put your trust in Christ and his finished work as your hope for heaven. And then build upon that faith and that relationship with him. And then you'll meet him in glory. Boys and girls, thank you so much for taking part. Remember tonight to come back again, because you're getting your prizes. So don't forget about that. You're getting something better than sweets, all right? And you'll get something a little later on. Let's just bow briefly in prayer. Father, we thank thee for today. We thank thee for thy presence for these young ones who have taken us through their program. We thank thee for the memorization of Holy Scripture. We thank thee even through the classes, the Lord, even the catechism and Christian doctrine. We thank thee, Lord, for the hymns and choruses and songs that they've been memorizing. And we rejoice, O God, that these things are hid in their heart, that they may not sin against thee. And we pray for each young one, each, Lord, young person, and each boy and girl, that they might come personally in repentance and faith and accept Christ into their heart as their own and personal Savior. We thank thee for these lessons on the sand. We praise thee, our Father. Not only can you change and save a life, but you can make it useful, just as the sand, insignificant, can produce such beautiful glass and crystal. We rejoice in what God can do in a life that's surrendered to him. So bless these young ones and their parents, and bless the church family here. Watch over us this afternoon. Bring us back again. Thank thee for thy servant who has ministered ably thy word, put time and effort into it, thought it through, brought the lesson. We pray, Lord, you'll give him fruit for his labor, that little ones might come today and trust the Savior, and even parents and grandparents might come, Lord, by faith and receive Christ. So hear our prayer now. Take of our thanks for thy presence and bless us through today. Bring us back again this evening in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. We offer this, our prayer, with thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen.